Hey everyone, Bob WP here. And this is the Woo News for October 28th, 2020. State of the Woo 2020. On October 13th and 14th, WooSesh, a virtual conference for WooCommerce builders, took place. It was a packed 2 days of awesome content. To open the conference, the State of the Woo was given by a team from WooCommerce. There was a lot packed into this presentation that covered the growth of WooCommerce in the past year and improvements in the platform, as well as what is around the corner in the Woo Builder community. The topics and presenters were Jonathan Wold introduced the presentation, Alan Smith talked about developer resources, Elizabeth Pizzuti talked about the home screen and navigation, David Levin, the future of checkout, Clara Lee and Brent Shepard talked about WooCommerce payments, and Alana Weinstein talked about the WooCommerce marketplace. Following that, a theme developer from Bowtide shared his experiences being part of the marketplace. Now you can see this video by going to dothewoo.io. The full video is there on a post under the news. And also, there was a bit of conversation around the State of the Woo. If you missed it, we did our very first Woo Perspectives, which is part of the Do the Woo podcast, and I had my co-host join me, and they shared their thoughts around the event, the marketplace, developer insights, and the Woo home screens. Some great conversation there. And lastly, the event was free as a result of some very cool sponsors. A few of the videos will be available publicly, but if you want to see the sessions from the full 2 days, you can join wpsessions.com and not only have access to the State of the Woo and WooSesh, you'll have access to all his content that he has there. Brian Richards has built an incredible library for developers and builders there, so you will want to check that out. And to sweeten the pot, Brian is offering 60% off to my listeners. All you have to do is use the code Do the Woo. Again, the post and video are on dothewoo.io. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, PayPal and WooCommerce. Until the next time, that was the news.